This is Earth Notes.
You can't always tell a book by its cover. It's a cliche, but it's bearing out in the world of biology. As biologists peer ever more closely inside the book of life, they're learning there may be far more species of plants and animals than anyone previously thought. They call them cryptic species, ones that have hidden their identity, at least to human eyes. Outwardly, cryptic species look very similar, but molecular analysis, along with size and shape, and a biologist's basic gestalt sense that something is different, reveals that some are actually two or more species. Australian clams, African elephants, European vesper bats, and Costa Rican butterflies have all proven to be more than the single species they were once believed to be. The Grand Canyon is a hot spot for cryptic plants. Wendy Hodgson, research botanist at the Desert Botanical Garden, notes that agaves, blazing stars, and milk vetches in the canyon have turned out to consist of multiple species. Other suspects are yuccas, prickly pears, and bear grass. This abundant biodiversity is partly the result of the canyon's extreme elevation ranges, differing microclimates, and special niches. Through isolation, hybridization, and adaptation, plant genes are constantly being shuffled and selected, and new species develop. Cryptic species are really ongoing experiments in evolution, and the canyon is their laboratory. In a world of changing environments, biologists argue that it's vital to maintain genetic diversity, including multiple look-alike species, so that plants and animals can continue to adapt and thrive. Earth Notes is produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. It's funded in part by Flagstaff Honda and Canyon Explorations Expeditions. I'm Tristan Klum.